This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's go to an event that took place in the Bapalabra municipal area in Lulekani, and there was a sword turning ceremony. This was led by Dr. Popi Ramatuba, the premier of the province. Now, that is meant to build a house for the family of the conjoined twins who were successfully separated last week at the Mankweng Hospital. So, on the 28th of January 2026, a 29-year-old mother gave birth to a set of conjoined twins, which are boys, and after she was referred from Maputa Malachi Hospital before the historic separation at the hospital here in Mankweng. Let's speak to Dr. Popi Ramatuba, the Premier of the province. Madam Premier, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Gamla, and evening to all your listeners. And thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
We appreciate your time as well. Madam Premier, please talk to us about today's event, its significance as well.
If you would remember, when the conjoined twins were delivered and we visited them, amongst the support system was to do household profiling, to begin to understand where they are coming from, especially circumstances that are surrounding them, which led to their mother having been unbooked. And only arrived at the hospital, being a para 3 at that time, surely knew and understood that once you missed your period, you should undergo antenatal. And we were fortunate. Achilles hardly goes to the doctor who diagnosed them in a deep rural hospital of Maputa Malachi through an ultrasound, that she was in labor when she arrived in the hospital. And when he did the ultrasound, he realized it seems to be conjoined. And swift to respond because she was already in labor. So that prompted us to say, let's understand the background, where she's coming from. And indeed, our social profiling, household profiling, it's proven to us that there is still a lot of challenges at home, and the children will not be able to be raised in a normal or a house that will be habitable for special children like them. But also, Ngamla, to remind you to say, when the first heart transplant surgery was done in Groteskier those years ago by Professor Chris Barnard, if you remember, the patient, even though the transplant was successful, the patient died, I think it's 18 days later, due to pneumonia and another condition as a result, even though it could have been organ transplant, new organ rejection. But the fact is, if you don't, after you have done such operation and you don't go and invest on the post-op, you might end up losing those precious lives. Probably they go back home in an overcrowded environment, get a TB, died of such. And then also you want to say, these are the children who have made history. You need to follow them up, make sure they got proper education, proper hygiene at home until they grow up, so that we can, even young doctors who would be studying across the globe medicine, they should be able to say, let's go to South Africa, to Limpopo, to Maputa Malachi, where we are going to see the first conjoined twins to be done in a rural hospital.
So turning event, and there were partners that with the government that are going to build the house and create facilities that will make for a conducive environment for them to grow in.
Yes, what we did after the receiving the social worker report, the household profiling, because it's also one of the requests that Prof. Chifularo gave to me among the list of issues that he wants for them to be able to operate. It was to say he would appreciate if they can have a decent home. And that is why you would remember, if it's, it's 2 weeks ago or six on the 7th, on the 7th of March, we hosted the Premier's Golf Day, if you remember that day. The Golf Day specifically to raise funds that we are going to build this house. We said as government, together with the MEC for Mati, because you will see that all different MECs are involved. We said with MEC Mati, to go to MEC Makamu or to a mayor and request an RDP house, when you know that there is a long queue of a number of people in the province who are waiting for that RDP house, would be unfair. Let's go out. And fortunately, through our own RIFIMA. RIFIMA is our subsidiary of LIDA, which is our entity. And RIFIMA is the one that usually, when you have government employees or state-owned entity employees in our province, like yourself, you want to build your house in Lulekani, you know the commercial banks will not agree. And you know you don't qualify for an RDPR. So RIFIMA, we always, it's a guarantor, they fund, we fund such. So even this time around, they are funding this particular house. They've appointed a contractor who we have given up until the end of May. By June, I should be handing over the keys to the family. It's a big house, which has got main bedroom with ensuite. Differently this time around, the main bedroom, which is its own bathroom, it's for the twins, not for the mother. It's for the twins. The mother has a big bedroom with their own bathroom there. Then there's another bedroom for the siblings. Remember, there are three siblings who would use that other. And then they will have their lounge, their kitchen, and whatever. It's a home. Because even where Magenji and WZTA has given us the stand, because we have also requested the stand, he has been able to get one of his subjects, who I must mention, unfortunately, Dr. Mukwena had a stand where he wanted to build. It's a stand in a corner with a school nearby, with a clinic nearby. When he heard about this, he was also quick to respond positively to Ndavezita and to Osimagende to say, I can profit, I can give you my stand. You would have to, in exchange, look for another stand for me where I will start to build. This is the time where, Ndamla, I can tell you, I become proud to be an Limpopo premier. When you are leading people like that, you then just ask yourself, honestly speaking, why can't I work hard for my people when they are ordinary people whom they do not elect to lead them, but they are providing leadership? So that is where we are now.
Yes.
Sorting has been done. In the next 2 months, we expect the house to be fully finished. We have already, by the way, received quite not only the donation in terms of the money that is towards constructing this house where RIFIMA will be taking a lead. But you find, for instance, Standard Bank, they will be giving us that monthly stipend. If some are donating to say, as soon as they are out of the hospital, we'll be able to provide groceries. So it's just that, it's that moment wherein you then tell yourself to say, how I wish every day in Limpopo could be like this, where my brother is my brother and my sister is my sister. I look after your back, you also look after my back. This is the proud moment to be a citizen of this province.
Indeed, a proud moment, and as citizens of Limpopo, we proud that this is happening and there is responsible leadership around it. Well, thank you very much for your time, Madam Premier. And so I'm sure when we speak next, we'll be handing over the house. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.